Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. New York prosecutors will continue to present their case against former President Donald Trump today, and CBS's Robert Costa will be watching.
David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, will continue his testimony today outlining his relationship with Trump. David Pecker does have an immunity deal with prosecutors, meaning he can say a lot about past conversations with Donald Trump and Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, especially about that period in 2015 and 2016 when they were highly concerned in Trump's inner circle about potential vulnerabilities in Trump's campaign about alleged misconduct.
Trump has been charged with illegally falsifying business records. He has pleaded not guilty. Some Jewish students and professors say they feel unsafe on campuses where pro-Palestinian demonstrations are taking place. CBS's Meg Oliver spoke with one student who says she was assaulted.
Orthodox Jew Sahar Tartek, the editor-in-chief of the Yale Free Press, says demonstrators surrounded her on campus while she was reporting over the weekend.
So they started taunting me and giving me their middle finger and yelling in my face. And until one of them waved his Palestinian flag in my face and then jabbed me with it in my left eye.
And pro-Palestinian demonstrators took over a hall on the campus of Cal Poly Humboldt in Arcata, California, and clashed with police. 40 years ago today, Health and Human Services Secretary Margaret Heckler made a stunning announcement. The National Cancer Institute, she said, had discovered the cause of AIDS.
We now have a blood test for AIDS. With the blood test, we can identify AIDS victims with essentially 100% certainty.
A bullet train from Los Angeles to Las Vegas is now one step closer to reality. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Rick Montanez was in Vegas for the groundbreaking ceremony.
Pricing for tickets will vary much like they do for flights. There will be peak and off-peak pricing. If all goes according to plan, Brightline West will be able to say all aboard by summer 2028 in time for the Olympics in L.A.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments over the constitutionality of a law in Grants Pass, Oregon, that bans camping by homeless people. Chief Justice John Roberts asked the city's lawyer what would happen if the city lost the case.
What will the city do if you don't prevail here?
The city's hands will be tied. It will be forced to surrender its public spaces as it has been.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor asked if the law makes it a crime to be homeless.
There's nothing in the law that criminalizes homelessness.
That's what you say, but if I look at the record and see differently.
A decision is expected by the end of June. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 12 law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin are splitting almost $2 million in opioid settlement funds. Wisconsin will get more than $750 million of the National Settlement Fund through 2038. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says some initiatives will help keep opioid addicts out of jail or treat people already in jail. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with the Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk of wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease, people have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
And insects that carry disease thrive in warmer weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks and the Pacers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Game 2 of the playoff series tonight between the Milwaukee Bucks and Indiana Pacers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis is doubtful. How can the Bucks win without him? Chris Middleton.
Collective effort. I mean, even when he comes back, we'll have to do it as a group. But knowing that one of your main guys is out, one of the best players in the league, it's not going to be easy. So everybody has to, you know, step up to the plate, do a little bit more, but not by themselves.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Pirates 4-2. The Crew's pitching staff dealing with injuries. Left-hander Wade Miley placed on the 50. 15-day IL after pain in his left elbow, doctors ordering an MRI. Jacob Junis, out with a shoulder, got hit by a baseball during batting practice, had to be taken to the hospital by ambulance for treatment. College basketball, one of the best players in UW-Green Bay history, is returning to coach. The Press-Gazette says that Kayla Teklog will be named the women's team's next head coach. The now 35-year-old Kayla Karius has been the women's head coach at South Dakota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers around during the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies and breezy. Lows near the 50-degree mark. More showers and thunderstorms will be possible on Tuesday. A mix of clouds and sunshine. Breezy winds, highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 51.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, the NFL Draft is coming up, and Christina Lurie talks about how Green Bay is preparing to host the big event this time next year.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
Good evening, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight. So great to have you with me. Happy Monday, everybody. Let's try to make a case of the Monday's a good thing tonight, if we can. Got some fun stuff to talk about. We'll talk about some show business stuff, like we always do. Some fun Wisconsin stuff. And when I say fun Wisconsin stuff, that can only mean one thing. Conrad, you know what I'm talking about?
Fun Wisconsin stuff. I think we're talking about polka.
Yes, sir. Our official state dance. We will talk some polka tonight. It's an art form I like. It's fun. I don't know that much about it, I have to be honest. So our second hour guest will be Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson. Frank is a friend of the show. He's been on the show several times. Whenever we need our Wisconsin questions answered or to do a deep dive on a topic in Wisconsin, Frank is our man. He'll be along at 8:20. Coming up in a little while, our first guest is Heather Heil. And Heather is what I like to call a true gem. She is the director of business development at the Green Bay Children's Museum. Have you been to the Green Bay Children's Museum, Conrad?
I haven't yet.
I think that is something you probably don't want to do as a young single guy, just go hang out at a children's museum. But and how sad is that? Because there's some really cool stuff there that even adults would find interesting. But in an age, you can't do that. It's off limits. Actually, you can. But museum security would probably immediately say, put a man on him. Watch that guy.
Watch him like a hawk.
Watch him like a hawk. Citizens arrest time. I'm kidding, obviously. Go to the Children's Museum. It's a great experience. Heather will be here to talk. Heather is also a huge Office fan. She's going to join us to talk about The Office. We're going to give Heather a new Office trivia quiz that I came up with just today. She's a huge Office fan. She's going to tell us what's going on at the Green Bay Children's Museum. And maybe, just maybe, she knows something about polka music. We'll see. Because why are we doing this? Polka, it's a big day tomorrow in polka, right?
Is it? I think it's when it was introduced into Wisconsin.
Something like that. Who cares, right? We're just going to talk polka. It doesn't matter. We don't need a reason to talk polka.
Just talk polka.
We're just going to talk polka. That's all there is to it. It's also Earth Day today. How did you celebrate Earth Day, Conrad?
Watching The Office.
Hey, what better way to...
I had the windows open.
Okay. Got a nice breeze.
Yep.
Compliments of the Earth. It was Earth Day today. This is the first... I want to say this is the... Wait, is it 1970, I think, was the first Earth Day? Stand by, because I have this information at the ready. Yes, 1970 was the first Earth Day, It was observed by millions of Americans. It's gotten bigger and bigger. You know, and I don't know. I like to think it's having an effect, but I would love to know just exactly the effect it's had. Like, is the Earth cleaner now since 1970, since we started celebrating Earth Day? I think it is. I think a lot of plastic has come out of the ocean. People seem to be more... I mean, when I was growing up in the 70s and early 80s, I saw littering all the time. People would throw stuff out of their car, you know, and you just don't see that as much. I'm not saying you never see it, but I think people are more conscientious about the Earth. So that's exciting. And for those of you who are Mino and the Mayor fans, and really who isn't, you can go to their show's Facebook page. There's a video of them picking up garbage, which is a lot how Conrad and I celebrated Earth Day. He sat inside and watched The Office. I was actually at a funeral. My Uncle Jerry passed away. Great guy. And it was great to see family today. But so I didn't really get to observe Earth Day in a way I normally would. You know what? And I got to be honest, there's not a lot. It's easier when you live in a city, because I think people in a city, there's a lot of like community activists that bring people together to pick up garbage and do stuff like that. Where I live, there's not a ton of garbage. It's kind of a small town. So I think people, if you litter in a small town, you're just a jerk, because everybody knows you don't care, because everybody knows who you are. Right. So there's not a lot of littering going on.
Especially if they know the car.
That's exactly. Yeah.
You can't know throw this anything probably out the window.
Yeah, you know this from Kewaskum.
Yeah, well, yeah, everyone knew my car. I was the only one who had one, and I had a Torrent, Pontiac Torrent.
Oh, wow.
And it was silver, so anyone could recognize that one.
How did you manage all the chicks? Pontiac Torrent. I don't even know what that is. What is a Pontiac Torrent?
It's an SUV.
Oh, okay. You know,
it was great for the winter, but the mileage on it was so bad.
But you were the only guy in town that had one.
The silver, yes. And the only thing that I really liked about the car is that it had a great sound system. Mm. Everything else sucked.
You could crank that polka.
Yeah, exactly.
These go to 11. Yeah, I don't... I have an old SUV that used to belong to someone that was famous, who I admired. That's not why I bought it. I always wanted this kind of SUV. But it's kind of distinct. It's not a GMC. It's not a Blazer. And where I live, there's a lot of American cars, a lot of American SUVs and Fords and Chevys. And then I had a small silver hybrid that was not a Prius. So they both kind of stood out. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem when you live in a small town where everybody has a black or red pickup truck. Honest to God, everyone passes you. They know you because your car is different, and they do the finger. They got like the hand on the steering wheel, and they lift one finger to say hi. It's like the least amount of effort you could do to like greet someone. So I get waves all the time, and by the time I see the hand waving, they're past me, and I'm like, oh, it's one of the 18 people I know that has a red pickup truck, or the 83 people I know that has a black pickup truck. I just don't. And then you come across people think you're rude. So. That was a wealth. How do we get on that? Is that because you were talking about your...
Well, we were talking about you can't litter in small towns.
You can't litter in small
towns. Which is good.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. And a small... Yeah, a small town with a lot of litter. That's just horrible. Big birthday today in show business, folks. Jack Nicholson is 87 years old. I didn't think he was that old. I mean, I knew he was old. But the last time I think I saw him in something was The Departed. The Departed. As they say, and that was probably, that's 20 years now. So what was he, 67 in that? We have some Nicholson stuff we'll talk about. There's a great clip. I love, this is the sign of a great actor. Conrad, let's play, before we get into anything else, let's talk about the Nicholson clip with Matt Damon. This is Matt Damon talking about working with Jack Nicholson on The Departed, a Martin Scorsese film. And the clip has some swears that I didn't feel like making Conrad edit. So I'm going to tell you what happens after this. This is Matt Damon talking about Jack Nicholson's approach to acting.
Actually, when I did The Departed, I was in this rehearsal in pre-production, and it was just me and Jack Nicholson and Scorsese. And we had a few hours together, and at one point Marty got up to either use the bathroom or have a cup of coffee or something, and it was just me and Jack in the room. And he turned around and he goes, "You know, I never would have made it this far in my career if I wasn't a great writer."
Really?
Yeah, out of nowhere. And really? It was the most, and I went like, and it was like everything clicked into place, and I went, yeah. Of course, like, how do you have a 40-year career?
Right.
Without being able to put your own kind of imprimatur on something, or, you know,
right,
understand.
Fix it.
Yeah, fix it or not touch a comma of it.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? And,
he knew
and,
it.
And be more often right than wrong. It's like, it's because he was a great writer.
So Damon goes on, the clip is kind of long. Damon goes on to talk about Jack Nicholson had a scene in The Departed where there was like an eighth of a written page. He's just supposed to, he and Ray Winston, who's a great British actor, are both standing over a body and they shoot someone. Nicholson said, "What can we do? A great actor can make an eighth of a page even greater." He said, "Let's make it a woman." So now he's an even worse guy killing a woman. He shoots her. And he says, "What can my reaction be?" And he says, "She fell funny." Giving the idea that he's killed so many people, his character in The Departed, that he notices the way they fall. And then to further the scene, Ray Winston takes an axe like he's going to chop her up. Like, the scene escalates. That's what a truly brilliant actor can bring to something, who also happens to be, and I didn't know this, Nicholson apparently considered himself a really good writer, too. And he obviously, if that story is true, he is. Really fascinating. I would Google it. It was Matt Damon. I can't remember the name of the podcast he was on. I just kind of found it on the Google. But it's just what a great actor does. And then he gave the director about 7 or 8 things to choose from to escalate the scene. And the director, Scorsese, ended up combining like 2 of them. I mean, that's just a brilliant actor. A lot of people don't think outside the box like that. Conrad does in his torrent. What was it? A Pontiac Torrent?
Pontiac Torrent.
I like that name, actually. I saw Civil War over the weekend.
Yeah. That I really want to see it. It looks so good.
It is. It's not as... It's intense. There's times you jump out of your seat, but there is... It's paced kind of interesting. It's like very fast at times, then it slows down. And the characters are interesting. You don't get a ton of backstory. They just kind of throw you into the movie. Kind of that video game quality that we talked about with Fallout, where you don't really, you're just kind of following these people and they're defined by their actions, and that's fine. You don't get a lot of exposition-y backstory, which I'm fine with. But Kirsten Dunst is really good. Nick Offerman plays the president. And it's a really chaotic film. Like, you're kind of trying to catch up. And I don't mind that. I don't like films that over-explain everything. Like Civil War, you just kind of had to catch up. I'm actually still processing it. I saw it with like 6 other people. For the most part, everybody liked it. I liked it. I didn't love it. There were some really cool scenes. Really good acting. Most importantly, our question tonight. Where did this come from, Conrad?
So... Utah is now taking over one of the NHL teams, and they are giving the fans a bracket for a name of the team.
They're right letting now, the fans name the team.
Right now, it's called the Utah Somethings.
All right, so that's our question. If you could name a sports team, what would the team be called? And you can go geography specific if you want, but let us know what you would name a sports team if it was up to you. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. We'll be right back with your suggestions and more Jack Nicholson. Heather Heil coming up at 7:35. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? the Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Waba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you would like to watch us live, go to Nightlight with Peach Waba's Facebook page or go to Civic Media on YouTube. Now, once again, here is Nightlight with Peach Waba.
Welcome back. So, when you make jokes about single guys at children's museums, you're bound to get texts that reflect that sensibility. So from the 920, Drake from Green Bay says, a great place to pick up chicks is the Children's Museum. Hey, kid, is your mom seeing anyone right now? That's like creepy in a less offensive way. It's kind of like, you know. Have you ever done that, Drake? I don't know. What's the weirdest place you would go to meet a girl, Conrad?
A junkyard?
A junkyard, wow. Maybe a girl ditching a getaway car needs to have it disassembled or something, and you're there. You're the rebound guy?
Why not,
Thanks for the text, Drake. That's good. We'll ask Heather that. Let's make a note. Conrad, take a memo. Let's ask Heather if she notices if it's a meat market over there and a lot of guys are looking for single moms. Hey, kid, is your mom in play? That's not cool. So, all right. So our question is, because Utah is letting the new Utah NHL hockey franchise is letting the fans name the team.
Yep.
Well, they're not letting, they're taking suggestions.
Well, it's a bracket style. It's like March Madness, you know?
Okay.
But that's how they're going to name the team though. Whatever team comes out on top is going to be the name.
I like it.
I think it's a cool way to gain fans, interact with them.
So that's our question tonight. What would you name if it was up to you? Or what's a good name for a sports team?
See, I don't know why. I always thought the Bulldogs are a cool name.
Well, that's why everybody's named the Bulldogs or the Wildcats, you know, the Cougars or the. And you can rename a team. Like, let's say you don't like the name Brewers. That's pretty hard to go wrong with Brewers in Milwaukee, though. But
the Bears.
The Beers, yeah. What would you name a team? That's our question tonight. Give me a good team name. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That is our question tonight. As always, you are welcome to weigh in on anything we're talking about, as Drake just did. Conrad's going to tell you how you can watch the radio. You can watch Nightlight on the stream.
Yeah, so you can go on Facebook under Nightlight with Pete Schwaba or WGBW. On YouTube, we're under Civic Media, and on Twitter or X, we're under WGBW.
So check that out. You can also listen to the show on the app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, it is so great. It's so easy to use, and we're on statewide, so you can listen on any one of the stations. There's a little button right there that says text. You can text. I'm picking this up. If you're watching on the stream, ladies and gentlemen, I have a what would you say this is? Is this what Mino and the mayor used to pick up the garbage, or some kind of marinade, or what are they doing here on the morning show?
I think they might use that for garbage.
I hope so. This is John's way of threatening Jim. I don't know what's going on in the morning. Those guys are fun. If you haven't, Conrad, off, just out of the gate, thoughts on polka music?
I don't really know too much polka music. I've heard it before.
Yeah,
doesn't hurt my ears.
Okay, that's a good sign. Have you ever heard people like driving around in their car cranking polka?
I can't say I have.
Like gangster rap. They just have the windows down and they're cranking the beer barrel polka.
I can't say I have.
I have not either. But you know what? If that's what you like, do it. Loud and proud. I think my hockey team in Utah, if I had to name a hockey team, what's the Fighting Mormons? The Skating Mormons.
The Skating Mormons.
Is that too obvious?
I think you should put that under suggestions there. Get that on the bracket.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just spitballing. I'm not committing to anything. But we'll figure it out. So here's what I did. I signed in. Heather Heil is coming up at 7:35. I'm looking at Heather to see if there's anything new on her resume, anything I want to talk to her about. So LinkedIn made me sign in. I had to put my email, put my password, and then they sent me a LinkedIn code. This has to stop. I don't understand why I have to. I would rather be hacked than have to click on how many traffic lights there are or click on how many crosswalks there are. LinkedIn, go ahead, have my LinkedIn information. Maybe you'll have more success with my resume than I have. But why do I need, why does everything have to have a verification code? I can't do it. I'm willing to roll the dice and just have a username and a password. And if my password, Pete1234, is too easy to crack, I'm fine with that. Verification code for LinkedIn. Have people gotten stuff from LinkedIn? I know it's a big network. I use it. I'm on there. It's great. But I don't think I've never gotten anything from it. I've never really had people approach me other than to say hi. So I don't know what's going on. But it threw me, the verification code. I don't need to see that. Also, if you guys, okay, movie fans, this is something I saw today. I thought this was really cool. This was like a great Monday news bit. 200 stunt people were involved. It took 78 days. 78 days to shoot 200 stuntmen. That sounds like a movie, right? It's not. It's a 15-minute scene in the new Mad Max. One scene in Mad Max that, as of right now, well, I guess they've locked picture because it's coming out in May. 15-minute scene, 78 stunt people. And insiders, showbiz insiders, are saying George Miller, the director of Furiosa, it's like called Furiosa Mad Max, Mad Max Furiosa, outdid himself from the first Mad Max Fury Road, which was amazing. Mad Max Fury Road was a spectacle. And the stunts were incredible. The action was incredible. And this supposedly puts it to shame. It opens May 15th. No, I'm sorry. It premieres at Cannes May 15th. It will hit U.S. theaters on May 24th. I cannot wait to see that. He's a phenomenal director. Interestingly enough, he did not win a Best Director award for Mad Max Fury Road. Everything else in the film won. It won like 8 Oscars. But the guy who put it all together that allowed everybody else to win those Oscars did not win. I did not understand that. But I'm not part of the Academy. So, tonight's question. Getting back, we're kind of jumping around here. Have you noticed that, Conrad? It's Earth Day, pick up trash, name a hockey team. Here's Mad Max.
We're just covering a lot of stuff tonight.
Oh, man. I will admit, I'm... All right. Oh, God, we get some great text, too. All right, we'll read those next. All right. Heather Heil is going to be here in just a couple minutes. Heather's a great guest. She's so much fun. She is the director, not assistant director, people, the director of business development at the Children's Museum of Green Bay, where Conrad goes to pick up chicks. Single moms. That's what he's doing. That's his game. So we'll talk to Heather in a few minutes. I'll read some of your texts. And we're going to take an office quiz, a trivia quiz with Heather, a new one. And we'll see how well she does. That's coming up next on Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Turn out of here, the neighborhood. Drum a sound. You feel my heart begin to pound. So you're tired. Just want to close your eyes.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News brief, the prosecution in the case against former President Donald Trump will continue its questioning of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The prosecution is looking for Pecker to establish that Trump was personally involved in the hush money schemes and all efforts to keep his sexual escapades out of the tabloids.
Columbia University canceled in-person classes yesterday and called New York City police to the campus as pro-Palestinian demonstrations continued for a sixth straight day. The NYPD's Michael Gerber.
Any kind of violence is not going to be tolerated. Any kind of property damage is not going to be tolerated. Any sort of criminality is not going to be tolerated.
40 years ago, Health and Human Services Secretary Margaret Heckler said there'd been a breakthrough in research on AIDS.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First, the probable cause of AIDS has been found. A variant of a known human cancer virus.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris unveils the Biden administration's new standards for nursing home staffing at a stop in La Crosse. She points out a lot of caregivers are women of color.
There are people in our country right now that are suggesting that to focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion is a bad thing. Because they may not want conversations like this to occur.
The new rules mandate a minimum number of hours that staff members spend with residents. They also require a registered nurse to be available around the clock. Today is Earth Day. The theme for the day is planet versus plastic. Plastic production is projected to triple by 2050 if nothing changes. This week, negotiators representing most of the world's nations gather in Canada to work out a plastic pollution treaty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Stephen Colbert says he's not ruling out a return to acting. Colbert sat down with comedian podcaster Ben Schwartz after the Paley Fest TV festival last weekend in Los Angeles. Colbert told Schwartz he was trained to be an actor, adding that even when he was on The Daily Show, he was playing a role. He never thought he'd be a late-night host, but couldn't pass up the opportunity when it was presented. Colbert has been hosting The Late Show after taking over for David Letterman in 2015. Even big-time rock and roll stars have a side hustle. Jon Bon Jovi will join the American Idol Season 22 finale. Deadline reports that the show announced the rock star will be the guest mentor for the three finalists before they crown a winner on Sunday, May 19th. If you can't get enough of Bon Jovi, check out the rock docuseries Thank You, Goodnight, The Jon Bon Jovi Story, which premieres on Hulu Friday, April 26th. If Living on a Prayer wasn't in your head before, it is now. Sorry. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thundershower possible mid to late afternoon. Our high 67. The wind southwest becoming northwesterly at 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
That's
not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Day 2 of the Donald Trump criminal trial, New York. Hear about the gag order and whether or not Trump has violated it. Tune in. Greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
I would like to just take a minute to say that Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, MinocquaBrewingCompany.com. That's MinocquaBrewingCompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer. That's right, progressive beer. Who would have thought? And join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. That's 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. That sounds like a swell time.
Sounds progressive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, progress is good, right?
It sure is. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. That is the voice of Heather Heil, who is joining me in studio right now. She is the director of business development.
Yeah, fancy title, right?
At the Green Bay Children's Museum. We had a texter, very rude. I don't, I do not condone what he texted about picking up single moms at the, you know, Green Bay Children's Museum. I think there's a, that's what Tinder is for.
Oh,
speed dating
there,
or
there's
whatever.
Apps for that. The museum is for learning and playing. And maybe if you have, meet a nice friend, that's cool too.
Yeah. If you happen to meet someone there, that's
right.
Fine. There's no law against that.
Yeah, we're going to draw the line with play date here to this texter, okay?
Okay, that's good. Yep. I think that's fair. Did you hear that, Drake? That was for you, buddy. All right, here's some other text. Heather, our question tonight is, what would you name a sports team? Utah has a new hockey team, and they're putting it out there
to the fans.
Yeah, the
Coyotes. Yeah, it used to be the Coyotes, right, Conrad?
Yeah, they used to be the Coyotes. Now they're going to Utah, changing the name completely.
Oh, but it wasn't the Coyotes in Utah.
No. They just moved to Utah.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, wait a minute. Okay. So here are some of the first texts we've got. Steve from the 920 says, in honor of Conrad's... Oh, this is not a sports team text, though. In honor of Conrad's first vehicle, which, by the way, didn't cost a dime. I don't know if that's good or bad. It's just the spit and glue. We had to put it together. I would vote for the new sports team name, the Kewaskum Indians.
Yeah, they are still the Indians.
To the Kewaskum Torrents. How do you know that?
Because I am from Berlin, and they are still the Berlin Indians, and those are the only two schools left in Wisconsin that are Indians.
Are they rivals?
Nope, not at all, but that's how I know the Indian connection.
I like what Conrad's dad did there. Did you see that, though? He would vote for the new sports team because Conrad's first car was a Pontiac Torrent.
What is that?
Exactly.
It's a SUV that Pontiac made.
And it's a vehicle that didn't cost Conrad's dad a dime.
It was discontinued after 2006.
Oh, really? So it's a collector's item now.
Well, I don't have it anymore.
We can track it down. Chris Elfheim, she is from the 715, says, if it was an NBA team, the Polka Dots. Ooh.
Yeah.
See what she did
there?
Yeah,
I did see what she did
there. Combining polka.
She's being clever.
You know what? I got to be honest. Actually, the Dots is kind of a cool name. Polka, notwithstanding.
Right, but Dots as a team name?
Yeah. Why not?
It's better than what I had. Like, honestly, the first thing that came into my mind was like something with the Hanson brothers from Slapshot. I was just trying to be like, yeah, no, I've got nothing.
How about the, yeah. Have you thrown your name out there yet, K-Man?
I said I like the Bulldogs, but that doesn't go for NHL team, I feel like.
I feel like you need something like polar bear or something Arctic with ice and like tough and bad.
Right. Penguins is taken.
Yeah. The Utah killer whales.
The orcas.
Orcas. Mm-hmm. The Utah orcas.
The ice, no.
They have cool colors, maybe. Steve also says, from the 920, ask Conrad about listening to his dad playing and perfecting the historical polka song, the Happy-Go-Lucky Polka, on his accordion. Conrad, do you have a story for us?
Well, do you play accordion?
No, his my dad does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They did. So my dad played it at my grandpa's 50th wedding anniversary. So, but he's been playing it for a long time.
He's pretty good, huh?
Yes, he's very good at it.
Do you like that?
I do love good polka music. For real. And an accordion? Yes.
I love the accordion. Accordion is a beautiful instrument.
I agree.
If you could get your dad to send us a small sampling of his music. And then Paula, Conrad's mom. Your mom has been a little AWOL lately, Conrad. I'm concerned. But she's back now, which is good. Conrad should remember Grandma and Grandpa's 50th wedding anniversary, which had polka most of the night.
Well, most good wedding anniversaries do. How fun is that? Now, do you, when you polka, Conrad, your family, do you do the two-step thing or like the leg flaring thing? There's two different dance types with that.
I have no idea.
Okay.
You have to admit, though, like, polka's fun. A whole night of polka? There's probably going to be people there that are thinking about taking their own lives.
No, I don't think so.
Is that wrong to say? I'm sorry, I know, it's our state dance.
Actually, I feel you're probably not wrong, but I am not one of those people. I do love good polka
music.
No,
I do too.
Yeah.
It is fun. It's fun. I'm just saying a whole, you know, a whole night.
Of that, there is actually a polka band in Pulaski called Livewire, and they do today's pop songs in a polka version.
I like that a lot.
And it's so fun.
They are fantastic.
Like, I love to party with those guys.
That's fun.
Livewire.
I like any music genre where people do that, where they like one of my favorite things to do. I'm not a good guitar player. I'm not claiming to be, but I'll pick up my acoustic and play dance music from the '80s, like that club music, you know, New Order and Talk.
Yes.
And it's so much fun. And we've had people in here. Was it the cello, Conrad, when a guy was playing pop tunes on the cello? Mm-hmm. That's a great, I love it.
Very fun to do postmodern jukebox type stuff. Yeah. So,
That's really cool stuff. So keep those texts coming. What would you name a sports team? If it was up to you, what would you do? And you can let us know.
Yeah, I like the dots. Now that I think about that more, I do. Like the
dots. It's ambiguous. It's like
solid.
Yeah. It's like, it's a movie candy. It's better than the juji fruits. They would destroy the juji fruits on the ice. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Weigh in on anything we're talking about if you like, folks. Heather Heil is here. She's the director of business development at the Green Bay Children's Museum. What's coming up there?
Oh,
you guys
so
got
much.
Some cool stuff coming
we
up?
We do. So we talked last time. A lot of the Saturdays we have, well, every Saturday we have something called STEAM Saturday. So the science, technology, engineering, art, and math, excuse me. And so we have some beefed up ones coming up. So on the 4th, May 4th, we have a May the 4th be with you. So it's a Star Wars themed.
Kids don't love Star Wars.
No, but the parents do come in and really.
Doesn't everybody?
So our Darth Vader will be there and we'll have some fun stuff. Yeah. Come check it out. You can find everything on our socials.
So what about the farmer's market? I saw that on there too. I thought that sounded kind
of
cool.
We have a farmer's market inside the museum. That's part of one of our exhibits. It's not a real farmer's market. We're trying to, for the summer though, partner with a real farmer's market so we can do that farm to table thing at the museum.
I was going to ask you about that too. I saw that. So that just teaches kids about the importance of freshness and food and that kind
of
thing?
Correct. About the Healthy Living Initiative. So we have outside of our museum currently, we have one of the little free libraries. So we're looking to expand that idea with a farmer's market and a refrigerator. And there's some food insecurities in our community, and we want to make sure that we are giving that access to everyone who needs it.
Love it. So, what's Baby Bungalow?
Baby Bungalow is a toddler area specifically for littles that are 9 months and younger. So you know that sometimes in the museum, play can get a little bit more rough and tumble as they get older. So it's a protected space that they're able to just be in if they're the 9 months and younger and
that's
crawl around
nice.
And explore and do things. Yeah.
So do parents like leave the kids there and then they can take, are there people watching them? Or
they walk, they go in there too. So there's seated areas for them and they can engage with them, but it's more a tinier level education opportunity for them.
I love it. What about Splash? That looks cool.
That is our water gallery exhibit. So it is in phase one right now. We are actually looking at an expansion. So there'll be two more phases to that. And that's our water play area.
Okay. And then I had one more. Oh, the Mud Hut. That looked kind of cool.
Yeah. So we at the Children's Museum love to get your children messy and dirty and glitter and mud and all of that fun stuff. And we clean up all of the mess. How great is that?
Oh, that
so,
is great.
That sensory play is so crucial to child development. So let them get their hands in. Bring a change of clothes. You know they're going to get dirty. Let them play and do their thing. We're going to give them those opportunities there.
How much, like, your job, is it, Heather, are you, like, just in an office and you're kind of administrating? Or are you down there in the museum, moving around, interacting with people, seeing what kids like? Like, it sounds like if you do that on top of your administration duties, that sounds like a really tall order.
Yeah, I do both.
You do?
I do. Okay. Yeah, you just, it's non-for-profit work. So yeah. Everybody kind of does everything. But that fills my cup to actually get my hands dirty with the kids of understanding why I'm doing what I'm doing. Yeah, so yeah. Sometimes, you know, I'm a professional money raiser. So it gets really hard asking for money sometimes. But then you go and you see a front row seat to the difference that you're making in these children's lives. And it just makes it all worth it.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so the NFL draft is Thursday.
Yes.
Where will you be 1 year from this week?
1 year from this week? Oh, I shoot trap on Thursday night, so I probably will be shooting trap on Thursday night. I really am not going to be in the thick of all of that.
You're like a Green Bay.
I know.
Staple here, right?
I know.
And you're not going to be around for the draft?
I will be in the community, but okay. I just don't know that I'm going to be around Lambeau. I will. Yeah. You know I will, Pete. I can't help myself. I will be right down at Lambeau Field with all of the other people.
I'm not
people,
judging. But I'm not a crowd guy. Something I would rather watch on TV, but because it does get crazy.
Yeah, there's a balance for me with
people
crowds.
Can start
so
to smell,
I feel like
you know?
That might be a little bit. Too many people aim for me. But
yeah, I agree.
I still think I might check it out at some point.
What about Conrad? What are you going to do? You live here now. You got draft plans?
Yeah. I'm definitely going to go to it. I'm going to be wearing my AJ Dillon jersey.
Yes.
Hey, while we're on the subject, I hope you don't mind if I go on a tangent.
No. So, shocking.
Right. So yeah. I was in Milwaukee last night. I said my Uncle Jerry passed away. We had a beautiful funeral today and a luncheon after, and the luncheon, by the way, when the blessing was being given, somebody forgot to turn down the music, and it was mm-hmm. Rick Astley.
Never gonna let you.
That's
no,
exactly what it was. The priest, or a priest, soon to be, man of the cloth, was giving the blessing, and you could hear, "Together forever." And you know, it was not.
It's kind of fitting,
I guess.
Never gonna let you go. Yes.
So I can think of a few other artists I'd rather hear than Astley, but anyway. So last night, I got together with some family, and we're hanging out. We're in the lobby of the Pfister, just having some drinks mm-hmm. and chilling out. And a grown out-of-shape man, mm-hmm. who's probably about 50, walks in a...
Oh, boy.
What's Lillard's name on the Bucks, Conrad?
Damian Lillard?
Damian Lillard. Walks in with a Damian Lillard jersey on.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand on this, Heather? Grown men wearing jerseys for much younger men who are in shape. Thoughts?
I feel that they are fans of their team and being supportive and yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll say it's a free country.
Yes.
I'm not saying. Conrad, where do you stand on that? Are you, when you go to these games, you wear, like, it's different when you wear a baseball jersey. I feel like if you're going no sleeves.
Oh, he had no sleeves. Like it was,
just a jersey.
It
just
was
a
just
jersey.
A jersey. Okay. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's just a jersey.
Hmm. Yeah.
You got to wear some long sleeves on it at least.
I agree. Okay, so we're in agreement on that. I think the jersey
I would agree with that as well.
Yeah, and it was fun because I said, check it out. This guy's on the Bucks, and everybody turns. I love that I got everybody to turn and look.
Yes.
I just find that strange. I don't know. I also think head-to-toe gear of your team is strange. Hat, sweatshirt, sweatpants, shoes. If it's all the same team and it's always guys, I find that odd. A jersey, I could see a hat, mm-hmm. sure. But head-to-toe?
Well, was he at the game? There was a game last night in Milwaukee. Maybe he went to the game. I'm going to take the high. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Not to me.
I see
there
that.
There was a game.
It's worse if you wore the jersey around town and didn't go to the game, right?
Well, there are people that do this as well.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm here to judge.
That they love their team and they want to support their team.
I have to make controversial statements from time to time where I feel like nobody will listen. Mm-hmm. So if I offended someone, I'm sure they'll get over it. Aunt Carla checks in and says, okay, Aunt Carla chiming in. The Krieger family does the 1-2-3 polka. There you go, Conrad.
1-2-3.
Your aunt
yeah.
had to jump in mm-hmm. and inform us.
I still don't know what that means.
We need more Aunt Carla.
Yeah.
All right. We are about, ladies and gentlemen, this is an historic night here at Nightlight. We're about to give our second office quiz to a guest. And We wrote this up especially mm-hmm. for you. So this is coming up next. Heather Heil is going to take our office trivia quiz. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. So soon we'll burn without a noise, without my pride. I'll reach out from the inside.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seat belts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you would like to answer tonight's question, call or text in at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or text through the Civic Media app. Now, once again, here is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
So, here's our first actual team name suggestion. Kind of like this. From the 920, Utah Bees Hockey, like bumblebees. Mm-hmm. Utah Bees. Utah is the beehive state. I like that. The bees.
Oh, the bees.
Very important to our ecosystem. I don't think we could live if bees went extinct. I've heard that.
I love that they did the research on the state as well. And well, there's the Charlotte Hornets, so bees, yes.
They're basketball, though.
Yep, it is but still.
Absolutely. No, I like that. And I like the way they phrased it, Utah Bees Hockey. That's kind of cool.
And you could have the colors, the black and
yellow. Gold.
Yeah, would be good colors for the team.
Orcas and bees so far.
Mm-hmm. I'm with the bees.
Okay. Yeah, the Bees has more hometown kind of appeal, I guess. So, all right. Well, okay. So, this is exciting. Oh, first tell us, you co-hosted with John Mino today. How did that go?
I did. This morning. It's been a lot of me on Civic Media today. It was really great. The mayor was in New York doing something, so I came in and we talked with a veteran who did artwork, which was incredible. Yeah. And talked with the director over at the Autism Society and who happens to be on my board of directors at the museum. So it was a fun morning. Yeah.
So you brought your own guests.
Well, always.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
You want them? I got them. I know people.
So did Mino, did you keep John Mino in line? No,
and I'm going to tell you right now, as trained radio people, we know that you need to kind of stay in your lane and not veer off like one subject per break. You try desperately to do this. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, it is John's hurting a wild cat of like, whoosh, and I'm like, you're the host, like, bring it back. We were supposed to be talking about this specific thing. But it was good radio, though.
Was it good radio?
It's good radio when you just like let it go and you don't have a program person like jumping on you. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is Todd here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We didn't look at him.
Go.
No, we just
didn't look at him. He was doing I was like, stop it.
Don't look at him. Just right here, John.
John walked in here one night. I was in the middle of opening the show, and he just stops in because he lives in the building.
Yes.
And he walks in. He goes, hey, Pete. I'm like, yeah, go ahead, John. Have a seat.
Yeah, sure.
He came in here just to show me that he won an acting award.
Well, of course.
Because we discussed that on the air once.
He talks about that all the time.
Does he really?
He does. Okay. He's very proud of that award. Well, I would be, too, if I got an acting award.
I have no reason to doubt he would not be a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he showed me the award. And then he stormed off, and he left the award on the desk. It's probably still here somewhere.
I'm sure it is. I hope so. I'd love to see it someday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who is your favorite Office character?
Oh, that's hard. Probably Creed.
Creed. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just because he was kind of like the underrated character, and he has like such great one-liners that, well, the whole show is inappropriate, but like just the little quirky things that he says makes me laugh really hard.
He is one of my, so Conrad is a new Office viewer.
Yeah.
He just started.
Well,
he's
welcome.
Barreled through like 8 seasons in 4 days.
Wow.
Well, I'm in season 6.
Season 6. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And you said, who's your favorite?
Dwight.
Dwight.
Yeah.
I will say, I think pound for pound, and I'm with you on Creed,
mm-hmm.
Toby, everything Toby says or everything that is said to Toby cracks me up.
It's true because it's so like antagonistic.
It's
on
so
ETS.
Great. Yeah. And Kelly Kapoor.
Yes.
Kelly is, and but I would put Creed right up there. Creed is so weird and so dark.
Yes.
He's great.
The character development on this show is brilliant.
Yeah.
I love them all for very different reasons. But I binged it, Conrad, on, so I've seen it sporadically over COVID. That's what I did. That was the show that I just watched to finish and saw the final episode that I had never seen before and still am like moved by that episode to this day.
So all three of us were kind of late to the party because I've said on the show before, I loved the British Office. I kind of boycotted the US one because I didn't think it'd be as, I thought they would dumb it down. I thought it wouldn't be as funny because they had to do so many. The British Office has 12 episodes and they're all tight. And this America, it's got to be 26. I was wrong. I heard my son watching it. He was in seventh grade, I think, at the time. I hadn't even seen an episode yet. And then I started watching. I'm like, this is hilarious. Like,
brilliant.
I like it better than the British Office just because it's harder for them to do what they're doing, to write that many episodes and be funny for that long. And I would say The Office was funny start to finish, but like most sitcoms, it's like the first five seasons are gold.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your funny episodes.
Yep, right.
But it's fantastic.
I agree.
So now who's your favorite of the main characters, would you say?
Probably Michael Scott.
Yeah.
Probably Michael Scott.
You have to, how do you not say Steve Carell?
I know. Absolutely. He just is so brilliant in that role. His comedic timing is just genius in that show. And, you know, I can relate to these characters of people in my life. And if it's on the television and I'm walking by or I just need something mindless on because it's always on and it's glorious, I just whip on an episode of The Office. Good stuff.
It's fantastic. So I agree with you. Conrad, if you had to pick a secondary character, who would you say is your guy or girl?
I think I would go with Creed.
Okay. Yeah.
He's just so funny, and you'll never know when it's coming.
Yeah.
My
That's great.
Favorite Creed line he ever said was, I got a warm guy. Like, they were talking about, I got a warm guy, and he just gets up and walks out.
I like when he says to Pam, Pam is waiting for Michael's chair, and he thinks that Pam has just been told Michael's going to give her his chair because he gets Pam's chair.
Mm-hmm.
Once Pam gets Michael's chair, I get Pam's chair. Then I'll have two chairs, only one to go. What the hell does that mean? You know? So great.
Always plotting.
I know. It's beautiful. So, all right, we're going to do the quiz, I think, after the news because we got sidetracked with office talk here, but I will say some good texts here so far. So we've got Bridget checking in from the 818. She says, the scholars. That's interesting.
Oh.
Are they known, is Utah known as a
scholarship?
Utah, no, they well
they
hockey,
so scholars. they are Utah Jazz, again basketball.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure about their academics.
Here's a text from the 920 that addresses that. They should also rename the Jazz while they're at it. That's not a bad argument. It says nothing screams Jazz like Utah because they came from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So the Scholars. Okay, we got the Bees, the Orcas, the Scholars. Some good suggestions. Conrad, set up a bracket for us, will you?
Sounds good.
We're going to take this thing. All right, coming up next, my guest, Heather Heil, the Director of Business Development at the Green Bay Children's Museum. There are really cool stuff there.
Yeah,
you don't go there
to
meet single parents.
Nope.
That's not right.
Nope.
She's going to take our office quiz. It's fresh off the presses. Frank Anderson is here at 8:20 to talk polka. You can't miss that, folks.
Yes.
This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
Earl Ingram.
Tuesday, join me and my good friend Sandy Williams for our regular conversation. We'll discuss the Ukrainian aid package and more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.